Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 1st of July. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Seven Luxembourg specialists are helping coordinate the rescue and relief operation in Venezuela, nearly a week after the earthquake struck. Three CGDIS members are working with the EU Civil Protection Mechanism in La Guaira, the worst affected area, where officials say the focus is now shifting from search and rescue to caring for the injured and the survivors. The death toll from last week's twin earthquakes has risen to more than 1,700, with tens of thousands of people still unaccounted for. A UBS report has found global wealth surged in 2025, adding nearly 1 million new millionaires. Luxembourg has around 85,000 millionaires, around 12% of its population. Among adults, nearly one in six are millionaires, the highest global proportion, highlighting strong wealth concentration despite the country's small size. Findl's airport operations are becoming increasingly complex, according to the Lux Airport CEO Alexander Flasak. He says the single runway is now more sensitive to disruption after a vintage plane accident this month forced its closure, cancelling or delaying dozens of flights. A record 5.7 million passengers are expected at Findl this year, with terminal expansion planned by 2028 to handle rising demand. In other news, US envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are in Qatar for indirect talks to preserve the fragile ceasefire and restore safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran continues to deny any direct negotiations are taking place. The US Supreme Court has ruled President Trump's order limiting birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. The 6-3 decision upholds the 14th Amendment guarantee of automatic citizenship for almost everyone born on American soil. The heat wave has shifted east with red warnings in Hungary, Poland, Romania and the Balkans. Temperatures could top 40 degrees in Budapest today. A dangerous heat dome is also expanding across the central and eastern US ahead of July the 4th. And Ireland has taken over the rotating presidency of the Council of the European Union from Cyprus. European Council President Antonio Costa joined Taoiseach Michael Martin for the opening ceremony at Dublin Castle. Moving to sport, and in last night's World Cup games, Norway has eliminated Ivory Coast 2-1 and France beat Sweden 3-0. The game between Mexico and Ecuador is ongoing and Mexico are currently in the lead 2-0. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
The morning starts off at around 16 to 18 degrees with the sun and clouds alternating in the sky. The clouds may take the upper hand in the afternoon as showers can be expected across the nation, while temperatures will reach a maximum of 26 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
And there's 3-minute delays on the A7 between Grunwald and Waldhof this morning. And it says here that the A7 between Waldhof and Schönfels is closed for 8.4 kilometres. So there'll be diversions in the area. Speed checks are in Hassel this morning on the route at Dalheim, in Rippweiler in the afternoon at Hapstruss, and in Schengen on the N10. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio.
RTL, the heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Morning.
Hello, hello. We've moved that heat wave to the States and eastwards. I quite like it.
Yeah, it's true. It was still warm yesterday, I have to say. Last night, my son was like, it's so warm. But I think he just wants to move back to the basement, to be honest, because we moved him down there when it was really hot. And he was like, quite fancy that. That's my theory, anyway.
Is there a telly down there?
There isn't, but I don't know, just the adventure of being down in the basement, probably.
Oh, that's so sweet. 1st of July.
Yes,
We're really in sort of summer holiday season, I reckon.
Very much so. And it's looking at the, I know, boring talk about the weather and all that, but looking at the next couple of weeks, it just looks like manageable but really nice. It's a proper summer this summer.
It's a proper summer, yeah, exactly. Actually make plans.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Right, we've got lots on today. We do have the beginning of those shows over at Lux Expo starting today.
Offspring tonight, isn't it?
So we'll play a couple of tracks from them, but later on in the show. Plus, we'll give away some more concert tickets, Pick the Hit, and maybe a fleeting greeting as well. All that coming up in the next little bit.
Here is the steeple.